Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Open Line Thursday. Happy first day of the NCAA tournament to all of the donkity donks out there. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on the television side. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. I am Cakes. That is my goofball radio nickname. I'm at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop, who is shoving the big red Arizona A right in draft T-shirt's face.
I know, but and after ASU wins by 100.
That's what he's doing.
That is an ugly hat. Not a fan.
I know you're not a fan.
I told you the story. My buddy, my buddy's son plays right field for Arizona, and he's a really good player. Fifth-year senior. Tyler Casagrande is his name.
That means big house in Spanish.
And believe well me, done. And the dad's got a big house.
I'm guessing he does.
But he saw me wear all the BYU gear, and he's friends with that family too. Carson Swank plays for Yale, but not BYU, the Yale gear. And he said, "I'm tired of you wearing the Yale gear, so I want you to wear a Zona hat."
You hooked me. Now, are you also double dipping with your second layer quarter zip? Is that also U of A, or is that a different?
No, this is not.
Okay, no. It's not. Okay.
Nine different things.
It's the first thing that I picked out.
You got a lot
out.
Of layers going on.
I think
over
it might
there.
Be Old Glory DC. It looks like those colors.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it's Yakety Axe Company. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
But this is my warmest coat, so whatever I had that was warm, I had to wear this morning.
John Paul Flame is not wearing any gear that would offend one drab T-shirt.
Good Got morning. My Sup Dogs gear on.
That's right. That's right. And Eric Bickle.
Right.
Here as well.
Also known as Eric-Bickle-3 on
Venmo. That's correct. At EB Junkies on your various social media platforms.
I was Venmoing a lot last night because Jason has a survivor pool. And I think all of us are doing it except for EB.
Yes, I just
but
gave
both
my
of
pick.
My kids are doing it. So Kelsey and Dylan, I spotted their $10 and they put in their entries. For the NCAA tournament. I'm a big Texas fan today.
Very good.
Need them to survive in advance. I think I've got Marquette tomorrow. Did a little research.
Yeah, I nearly lost it. I gave Jason my pick. I gave him Iowa State, forgetting that they actually play on Friday instead of Thursday. So that
You're lucky
him,
you checked that.
That would have been hilarious if Cakes was eliminated
on the first day.
He's like, I think I'm in. And then he finds out he didn't make a pick.
I'd be salty. I'd be flushing $10 down the toilet. Wouldn't be the first time and certainly would not be the last.
Yeah.
These things happen.
We got a lot of people in the pool. There's at least 50. Might be more than that.
Nice. So many people come up to me and go, okay, let me ask you a question. You know, since you are kind of in that business and you're kind of an expert. What's your approach to filling out the brackets?
You're like, I don't even fill one out.
And I'm like, I got to tell you, dude, I stopped filling those out about 10 years ago because it's just a crapshoot. And especially as I get older and I watch less and less and less. I don't know, you guys. But then one guy was telling me, he was like, dude, I look at injury breakdowns.
Man,
he looks
really
at their last 10 games.
I filled out my bracket in
that's a lot of work.
2 minutes or less.
Right.
And I have 3 1-seeds and a 2 getting to the Final Four. Now,
that
means there's going to be like an 8-seed. There'll probably be a 10-seed that sneaks in.
Well, the ones have been doing it lately, right? The ones have been dominant lately.
I have a lot of chalkity chalk.
The locals all play early today. So Maryland plays West Virginia, I think 12:15 tip.
Yep. Mm-hmm. First
UVA,
game.
Believe, plays at 12:40.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Against Furman.
Against Furman,
and
yep.
then Howard plays at 2.
Yep.
By the way,
two,
just
15.
A heads up, if you're out and about today, you can join B. Mitch and Finley and Grant and Danny as they broadcast live from Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor today and tomorrow for all of the college hoops action. Catch all the tournament games on 70 flat-screen TVs with an all-star roster of food and drinks at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. That place should be hopping today.
Very cool.
Well, I mean, it's one
like
of the best.
Spot a lot.
It's one of the best sports days today and tomorrow.
It definitely is.
Has been for years.
There's no doubt about it.
So yeah, it's cool that the locals are playing early.
Why did rush I home see Andy Katz was retweeting? Did you see?
Yeah.
That of all those experts, did you see?
He was the only one picking.
He was the only
the
one picking the Terps.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait
oh my
a second.
God,
that
was like
mascot.
Say again.
No.
Did you? I thought it was the mascot Final
bit.
Four.
You're seeing a different bit, but there's like a consensus of, I don't know, it's 20 or 25 experts picking
yeah.
West Virginia, Maryland.
It was unbelievable.
And like 20 of 21 or 24 or 25 are picking
like
West Virginia.
30.
Oh,
I mean,
I
like
thought you
ton.
Meant the Final Four.
No, just in the first match.
Against West Virginia? Oh, wow.
I mean, Andy Katz is picking Maryland?
He's on an island. He's on Terp Island. Andy Katz.
How many guys were picking?
There were like 30 guys
or
something.
It
was a ton.
It was a big.
And
there
was 29 out of 30?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
any big name that's associated with college basketball, Reese Davis, Jay Billis.
Why? I didn't understand it. I mean, just because Maryland's done so well
not,
on the road,
I guess they're not sold on the Terps.
It's not
offense.
On the road; it's a neutral site.
That's right, neutral site. Right.
Neutral site. They were 3-2 this year, I believe.
Yeah. It's not. Wow. It's technically not a road game for the Terps. Yes,
right. Like I haven't paid that much attention, but that seems somewhat disrespectful. I got a little bit bitter when
I
saw it.
I would
Jay
think
Billis, Reese Davis, Pete.
Yeah.
Is it Thamel? Thamel? I don't
Thamel,
know.
Yeah.
Seth Davis, Mike Titus, Jake Marsh, Matt Norlander, Jerry Palm, all on the Mountaineers side. And there's another column. All Mountaineers picks.
Dude,
maybe they're just all afraid of Huggy.
That's disrespect.
They're all afraid of Bob Huggins.
I got
if
bitter when I saw
I'm
that.
Willard, if I'm Willard, that is
bulletin
slide
board
1
material.
Through 10 on the PowerPoint. It's all I have to put up in front of Akeem Hart and Dante Scott and all the guys. Hey, nobody respects us. There's a lot of Terps disrespect happening out there.
Right.
I think some of these. It's an aggregation. I think the person who put it together may have just been picking a bunch of WVU names. I mean, one of the names on here is Jeff Schwartz, who's a former offensive tackle.
Right.
What does he know about college basketball?
Yeah, but you would figure that it would be
I think
more
he's on
the
Carton the show.
You'd figure it would be more down the middle.
That's what I would think.
With some
yeah, I mean,
guys,
like,
but
it's... This is not
an 8-9 matchup.
This is not a 12-5 matchup.
What
it's
is the
8-9.
Spread?
And the Terps
two,
are the higher seed. The Terps are the 8.
Yeah.
West Virginia is a slight favorite.
I thought it was really bizarre.
It's kind of weird.
I think it's going to be kind of an ugly slugfest, slow scoring type of game just because of, you know, obviously the way Maryland plays away from College Park, but they are one of the better defensive teams.
But didn't we hear from Steve Lapis earlier this week that this is a surprisingly different West Virginia team that they can score?
Yeah, I mean, they average like 75, 76 a game. But they're not a great perimeter shooting team, but they are older. But, you know, Maryland's old, too. I mean, they got seniors. West Virginia's top six players, I think, are seniors. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That's 12:15 tip. CBS. That'll be fun.
Clear your calendar. Don't have any plans this afternoon.
Is it still going to be on all those different random networks, too?
Oh, yeah. This is when
like Vice Channel
or
whatever
True
the hell.
TV is.
True TV, yeah.
Where's True TV on my lineup? Right. I know I have it, but
it'll be on TNT and TBS, CBS. Yeah, all those.
My kids want to go to the poorhouse, which we go to a lot. It was in my old neighborhood, to watch all the games because they have all the TVs.
Yeah.
And I was going to make a reservation for 6, and that's not when there are any games.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys wouldn't like this. We're going to do 7 o'clock reservation because the games start at 6:50.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's a late
that.
Dinner.
Well, if you want to go there and watch games, you can't go at 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to make the reservation for 6. I don't even know if they do reservations, but call ahead, whatever.
Yesterday, I was in Virginia. I'm always in Virginia. And I just wanted to go to a different place.
So I was in Virginia, too.
And I went to the Hilton near where my daughter was having her practice. And I had 2 drinks. And a wedge salad, okay?
Blue cheese dressing?
Right,
blue cheese dressing.
What was the cocktail? What was your drink?
I had 2 Jack and Diets, okay?
All right. Can I guess the price?
Yes.
All right. Now, it is the Hilton, so it's going to be jacked
up. It's
the
Hilton, and I used to go there with the guys, and we would just meet for drinks. But I said, you know what? I'm just going to sit at the bar, and I'm going to have a light dinner.
All right. Is this including tip or just the bill?
Whatever you want to know.
All right. I'm going to guess the cocktail.
Does it pair well with Jack and Diet Cokes?
For me, it does.
Okay. Is that all you had?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say the cocktails were 15 a pop. It's 30. Ooh, and the wedge was 17, so 47.
Well, you overstated a little bit.
I was going to go 36.
Drinks are probably $9.50, $10 a pop.
It was 38 plus tip. So right.
So 47
Jack
total.
Jack and Diets, and I was there at 6 o'clock. So Jack and Diets were 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I get two of those for $24.
Mm-hmm.
I could have bought a whole bottle of Jack for $24.
That's what I was about to say. How much does a handle of Jack go for?
And then the wedge was $12.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you know, it was nothing. I thought the wedge was a bargain.
Was it a big salad?
It was a good salad.
All right.
I actually liked it. But I got bitter when I had to pay the bill. And the bartender is a Junkies listener because I remember him from years ago.
No hook.
Nothing.
Zero?
Zero.
Not even a break on one of the drinks?
I'm wondering if he didn't recognize me because I haven't been there in a couple of years.
That was it.
Maybe he just didn't recognize me. Maybe because I had the beard and I'm just getting old and smashed into the wall. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just didn't recognize me.
Yeah, but he would have seen. Did you put it on credit card?
I don't know if he cared.
He obviously didn't.
Yeah. He definitely didn't. So it was $38 plus tip. I just did the 20%, whatever it was, whatever it said on the tip.
Mm-hmm. It's like $8.
It was like $48, $45, man, bucks, whatever. For two drinks and a salad.
Look, I'm not surprised. First of all, you know every price is going up in every facet.
I guess.
But hotel cocktails and food's always been
true.
High.
If I went to the Irish bar around the corner, it'd have been $7 a drink.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got buy your own freaking grilled cheese or something.
You got to buy your own bottle of hooch. Cheaper.
So dumb.
By the way, getting back to me talking about doing the side scam business of buying all the expensive, rare bourbon that people are camping out for at the spirit store near where I live. Uh-huh. I have a connection there. And he DM'd me. He's like, he kind of knew I was kidding, but he's like, dude, I would get terminated if they found out. He's like, I can't even buy that stuff on my own or I would lose my job.
Yeah.
And I had to type back to him. I was like, dude, I was doing a bit.
What bourbon was he talking about? Was it the Blantons? Something else?
Let me go into my DMs and check it out. I can't remember.
Maybe next time you're going to have to do it because I might want to buy it off you.
Let's see.
At a premium, of course.
They were in line for Taylor Single Barrel Bourbon, whatever that is.
I don't know. Valdez,
I don't know what that is. I have no
me.
Idea what that is, but it gets all the bourbon and whiskey nerds out camping out in front of the store.
So he said he would set aside a bottle for you if you wanted?
No.
No, he's saying no preferential treatment.
Said you get
he's not going to hook you.
Okay.
He DM'd me after hearing me talk about it. He's like, if you want this sort of hookup, it's not going to be through me because I'd lose my freaking job if I bought some of this rare whiskey.
Right. Okay.
And shoved it in the face of the guys camping
outside. Some of these are like, it's like $260.
I know. It's pricey. It's rare.
Yeah. I got no interest in that. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not in.
I had literally nothing for dinner last night.
You didn't eat dinner?
I had lunch call it 12.
What was for lunch?
Leftovers. Leftover from the night before.
Gotcha.
The food which you hated the night before that you said
no,
was
no,
botched?
No, that was a couple nights ago.
Oh, okay.
No, we went
they
out
gave
to
that to the dog, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Because we had our, it was opening night for Briarwood's varsity softball.
Mm.
Played Freedom High School. We won 11-4.
Congrats.
It was the wind did not die down as much as I thought it was going to die down.
It
didn't. But the temps were a little bit better, a little higher, and it was sunny, so that helped a little bit.
Very good.
But once the sun went down, man, it was cold.
Yeah, I potentially had designs on playing tennis with my daughter
I told
in College
you, yeah.
Park
I
yesterday.
I said, go ahead if you like cold wind.
I picked her up, and we went to lunch first. I was like, let's see if the wind dies down. I mean, it couldn't have been howling anymore after we were done with lunch at like 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, tennis is
Dansky. Well, I told you
happening.
That. I told you that was going to happen.
Not going to happen. I need to be like 6 degrees.
Well, you know
degrees.
How Jason is like a freaking intermittent faster? He doesn't even realize it. He just is.
It's not intentional.
I know, but I mean, like, you're on a huge fast right now. Basically.
I didn't eat since, let's see, what did I eat yesterday after lunch? A couple snacks. Yeah, you're right. I haven't eaten since 12 yesterday.
Did you bring in a well-rounded breakfast this morning?
I brought Pop-Tarts.
So listen to this.
It's not well-rounded, but it's delicious.
So this morning, I stumbled into this story, and you know, we're too packed. I'm sure we don't have time for it. But this Harvard researcher talked about the four things that he does. And if you look at this guy, he's 53 years old. He looks like he's about 18. He says these four things he does has basically reduced his biological age by at least 10 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me the tips, man. I'm all ears over here.
Four, and they're pretty benign.
All right.
One is run 3 times a week. So you got that covered, Cakes.
3 times a week might be a stretch, but I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to make that a habit.
I try to do other exercise.
What do you mean he's reduced his biological?
Well, if you look at
him, he feels better than
he looks like he's about a. He looks like a teenager. He's 53.
Okay, so he looks 10 years younger.
And when they test him, you know how you could test him? Oh, your lungs. You got the lungs of an 80-year-old.
Silly lung or heart capacity.
When they do some of those tests, he's coming up a little younger. Okay. So he runs 3 times a week.
All right.
He only eats. This is where I'm doomed. He only eats for a few hours a day.
Okay.
But Jason's all over that.
Right.
Because Jason barely eats.
You mean he only has select windows where he eats?
Basically.
Okay.
And then the third one is create, like, reduce stress. I don't know how you can do that.
That's impossible.
I don't even know how you do that. But then here's the one that I think I'm going to order up a couple cases of. He drinks 2 matcha green teas every day. Have you ever heard of that?
I've had matcha
what
drinks
is
before?
Matcha green tea?
I don't think I'm a big fan of the
Japanese
matcha.
Green tea, I believe.
Is it nasty?
I don't like it, but a lot of people do. It got popular like 5 years ago.
He says he drinks 2 a day. It reduces inflammation. It's got a ton of antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather die early than drink a bunch of matcha.
Really?
Personally, yeah.
Oh, I'll drink 2 cups a day.
I mean, not super early, but like if somebody says you can live to 94 by drinking matcha, or you can live to 89... I think I might shave 5 years off my life and avoid the matcha, personally.
Where do you get it? I'm just going to order it on Amazon?
No, you get anywhere now.
Any hipster store.
Thrown in the shade.
Is it really nasty? It's probably nasty, huh?
I don't like green tea, so you're asking the wrong person.
But I don't like any tea.
I don't like it.
I don't think it's just like green tea. It's like thick. It's like
a shake, right?
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a shake. It looks like puke.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's a powder they put in. It makes like your coffee or tea that... makes it thick. It's awful.
Yeah, but I'll do it if I live extra 10 years.
It's for women.
I don't care.
99% of the consumers are women.
Okay. But if it adds 10 years of your life,
To be honest with you, I'd rather give up 10 years of my life.
The problem is, that might add 10 years, but the 2 cocktails, the Jack and Coke,
well, maybe every night. It'll offset it.
Right, so you're back to where you were.
And you got to do the 3 days a week of running.
Square one, bro. And the 10 years you're adding, they're hurting. They're not quality years.
I mean, I don't know.
Trust me, they're not. But you try the matcha. If you like it,
I'm going to try it.
More power to you. I don't know if it's matcha or matcha.
I've never heard of matcha green tea.
Now you know.
All right. I know.
Have you heard of matcha madness? That starts today.
Yeah, that's different.
And being wrong on the matcha commander signing a as a backup.
Well, I mean, I originally thought they would sign
a guy who wasn't going to compete for the job. I think he will, and I put money on it. He starts at some point this year.
Well, I'm not going to argue that. He's not going to start week one.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Sam Howell's a week one starter.
But right, I'm just saying he's a guy that you clearly can start if he's not playing well.
Sure, you want to go 4-7? He's your guy.
You got a big guest lineup today. Wes
I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs with him.
From the Wizards joins us at 7:25. We'll talk NFL with Kevin Cole at 8:20. Alan May to talk some puck at 8:45.
Did the Caps get 2 points last night?
The Caps did get 2 points last night, and they took a few shekels out of your betting account.
An Ovi score.
Which made me chuckle.
That's funny.
Ovi score, too. And we'll talk some Terps with Jeff Ehrman at 9:25. But when we come back, the Commanders found their man. They got their backup quarterback. We'll get into Jacoby Brissett coming to Washington next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Rickies. All right, need to get into Jacoby Brissett signing with the Commanders. They found their guy. They've got their backup quarterback. He was in Cleveland last season. Here are the numbers on Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. He signs a one-year, $8 million deal. He gets $4.5 million as a signing bonus, $7.5 million in total guarantees. He's got a $3 million base salary fully guaranteed and a $500K workout bonus, up to $2 million in playing time incentives as well. So pretty nice deal for Jacoby Brissett to come in here and either back up Sam Howell
or start,
overtake him in training camp and potentially start for the Commanders.
You can add Jacoby Brissett to the list of different starting quarterbacks that Ron Rivera has had.
Add him in right now.
Add him to the list of starters.
Well, yeah, he's going to start at some point. Right. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be because Sam Howell sucks, but right. I guarantee you Sam Howell either misses some games with injury or he's not playing well enough, and you could put Jacoby Brissett in there who's had 50 starts in his career.
Now, out of the names that were left, he seems to be the best option as far as like his chops, his resume,
his experience.
Yeah. I mean, he's better than Cooper Rush. He's a better option than Gardner Minshew. He's better than Kyle Allen. I'd probably rather have Brissett than Mariota. I think this is about as good as the Commanders could have done with what was left in the quarterback heap.
People were overwhelmingly positive in the reaction, looking at our Twitter at Junks Radio, on our Instagram page, on our Facebook page. People really seemed to like it. If you looked at his PFF grade, last year he was number 6. Mm-hmm. Now, if you went to passer rating, do you know who he was right next to?
I don't.
Taylor Heinicke.
Okay.
Right next to Taylor Heinicke. I don't think you should get crazy for Jacoby Brissett. He is a solid backup quarterback and can be a solid spot starter. The problem is, if he plays, which I agree with Jason, you're probably not going anywhere. They were 4-7 in his starts this year in Cleveland. Some people say he played better than Deshaun Watson. May or may not be the case. He's fine. He's a good, solid backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why they brought him in. I think Sam Howell, it just cements him being the starter week one, and then we'll see how it plays out.
And I'm glad they brought him in. Yesterday, you were pretty adamant they were not going to bring in Jacoby Brissett. They were not going to bring in somebody who potentially could compete for the starting job.
I don't think he is. Originally, he was my target. I thought he would be one of my guys. But when it came out that they were going after Chad Henning, I went, well, they're obviously just going for, anybody, just a bum. Somebody knows the system.
Right.
So I would thought maybe Brissett would be a little bit too high caliber. But at the end of the day, he's still a backup. He's remarkably experienced.
Yes.
He's played in like 80-some games. He's played 78 games.
48 starts.
Yeah.
He's played a lot. He started a bunch of places.
He's 30 years old. He could run a little bit.
So, yeah. I mean, I think he's a great kind of reserve to have, but I do not believe he was brought in here to potentially beat out Sam Howell.
But if the wheels come off with Sam Howell, for whatever reason, just say he's yeah. terrible in the first two or three games, at least you're not drawing dead with Cooper Rush as your quarterback for the next 14 games.
Right.
Like, at least Jacoby Brissett is a competent backup slash guy that can start 8 or 10 games if you need it.
Correct.
Or more.
He started 15 games twice.
Right.
Last year he started 11. So he's definitely got a lot of experience.
Yeah, so in those 30 games that he started in those two seasons you're talking about, where he started 15, he went 11 and 19, right?
Well, right, actually, in his starts, he's gone 18 and 30.
No, I'm saying in those two seasons where he started 15.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Not horrible, but obviously not a playoff quarterback.
The right. crazy thing is, this is his fourth team in 4 years.
Yeah.
I believe his sixth overall, right?
He's been, I think, fifth overall, right? Uh-huh. New England, then he was with Indianapolis for 4 years.
He had 1 year with the Dolphins.
Dolphins, Cleveland, yeah, now Washington.
That's the life of a backup yeah. or a second or third string quarterback in the NFL. These guys bounce around.
Right. And at the end of his career, he's going to have stupid money.
Well, he's already made, I think, $42 million before this deal even kicks in.
What's weird, and I agree, it's Sam Howell's job. Brissett is going to start the season. Barring some sort of disaster in the preseason with Sam Howell, he'll start the season. Brissett's the backup. To me, it's a weird bit where your starter's making less than $1 million
right.
and the backup's going to be making $7 million
plus. It's a weird bit, but it's what they would call ideal.
And I'm sure that Ron wants Sam Howell to work out, but he's very weird about like labeling him as the starter. He calls him QB1, but he's not. Don't call him a starter, but he's our QB1. Like, he's sending out.
Because he knows how crazy it sounds.
He's sending out mixed messages.
Well, I think he's just covering his ass because it sounds crazy, and especially for people like the national people to go, you're going to give it to a guy who started one game? Mm. You've penciled in a guy who started one game, a fifth-round pick, as your starter? I think he's just covering his ass.
Didn't he use salary as a reason last year why Wentz went in like over Heineke for the Browns game? Right? Didn't he say?
I'm sure that.
You'd have to pull that up.
They wanted to make
sure.
Yeah,
see if you can pull that up.
Wentz was the guy or wasn't the guy.
Am I dreaming, or is that something that maybe we talked about?
I wouldn't be surprised if he said, well, we brought him in here to pay $28 million to play games like this.
We got to see what he's got.
You might be right.
I also wouldn't be surprised if Jacoby Brissett looks better in OTAs, training camp, and the preseason, and that Ron just says, sorry. Brissett, you're better than Hal. We're going to give you a chance to start.
See, that's where I disagree.
I wouldn't be shocked by that one bit.
Brissett can look better, but they'll never admit it. They're going to give it to Hal. It's a Hal's job. The upside on Hal is unknown.
That's dumb. Like if Ron thinks Brissett gives me a better chance to win than Hal does, but I'm going to start Hal because I want to look better and I want to be vindicated.
It's not even
going to
be fair. It's not even going to be fair.
But here's my question. Do you think Hal has a short leash, medium-sized leash, long leash?
Medium.
I think it's going to be a short leash.
I think it's short because Ron doesn't have a lot of time. Ron doesn't have the luxury
of time.
Now,
when you say short,
anymore.
3 weeks?
Three games. If they start off 1-2 or 0-3 and he has five turnovers, they're going to move on. Here's my question, and I just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Who will start more games for the Commanders this season, Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett?
It's a good one. It's a good question.
I'm the only guy here that thinks Howell's going to work out. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought
my lean is Brissett just because he's really competent in that role. He's got a bunch of starts. Like you said, he was pretty,
even though
they were 4-7 last year, his numbers were good. He was sixth in passing efficiency, I think you said.
Sixth with the PFF grade.
Yeah, but again, I don't know. I mean, if Hal surprises us and really comes out of the gate firing and he's playing well and he's running, he's scoring rushing touchdowns, I just think that based on history, you're going to see Jacoby Brissett sooner than later.
And though he hasn't coached him, Bieniemy has seen Jacoby Brissett a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily been an AFC quarterback.
Right.
But he obviously wasn't their top choice. It wasn't a super priority for him.
The top choice was Henny?
I don't know.
That's the only other name. I mean, who was their top choice?
Nobody's top choice would be Chad Henny.
How do you know he wasn't their top choice?
Well, why would you even call Chad Henny? Why would you even call Chad
just
Henne
familiar.
Before? If he was your top choice, you would just sign him right away.
Okay, third but string. Beyond Chad Henne.
I think his third string is going to be a rookie.
I know I'm the only one but thinks that too.
But it's worth asking Chad if he wants to come on and be
to be a third string.
Yeah.
I don't think he was calling a 15-year veteran to be a third string, but maybe you're right.
I think it's possible.
Okay.
First year in the system, 1 year contract. Chad, why don't you just come in and
teach
hang out?
Maybe he's got the
it's possible.
Itch.
But free money for you?
They're not paying a couple million dollars to a third string quarterback to sit there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're going to be the backup. It flopped, and so they switched to Brissett. That's what
I think. It could be a rookie, or it could be Jake Fromm as their number three. 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Do you think Sam Howell starts more games or Jacoby Brissett starts more games? He got 17, so it's an odd number. Who's getting to nine or more cakes?
Hard, man. I want to think Howell because I know that they're desperate for it to work out. And I don't think Brissett is special. He's competent. He's decent. I'll go Howell, but I'm not very confident about it.
I think it's going to be Brissett because Carson Wentz didn't start more games than Taylor Heinicke.
Right.
Heinicke started more. You can come in the starter, but this head coach, he moves on from starting quarterbacks pretty quickly. Now, he hasn't had great quarterback play. That's the problem.
Remember.
But he's moved on every season. That's why there's been such a cavalcade of quarterbacks for the Washington Commanders.
Remember, Wentz originally lost his job from injury, and then Heinicke won. And so they stayed with him, and you had to stay with him.
Right.
There was no
problem. But Wentz was stinking up the joint.
He wasn't great. But I don't think
it wasn't great. He was horrible.
But let me ask you this. The way Wentz.
He wasn't going to be benched. He got benched because he got hurt. I mean, you're recreating
history.
All right,
history. Hold on. That is true.
Yeah.
But
doesn't mean eventually.
Let me ask. That's what
I'm saying.
The way he was playing, I think eventually, unless he did a 180.
Or he could have gotten better.
Okay. I don't see that.
I just think he's just.
All right, hold on.
Talent left.
I'm just saying that that's based fine. On the way he was playing, I think Heinicke would end up starting. But
that's possible.
That's last
that's
year.
Projection.
I'm done with Wentz. I'm done with him.
Yeah, I don't care. The point is he was benched because he got hurt.
That is true.
Yeah, that's all.
By the way, has he gotten any sniffs from anybody? Any
I haven't heard.
Wentz sniffs?
You haven't even seen one rumor.
But, I mean, Allen just signed with the Bills. So. Oh,
yeah. Well, that's a huge red flag that Kyle Allen is getting a gig before Carson Wentz.
Well, maybe Wentz is asking for a ton of money
Wentz might just be waiting to see how the chips fall, like where Rodgers goes.
I mean, what did Kyle Allen sign for?
Probably peanuts.
$2 million?
I mean, it had to be
pitiful. Sure nothing. Yeah. I mean, we'd be sized
I mean,
for
Wentz
it,
might be looking for a deal like who just
well,
signed.
Like Brissett. He might be
or
looking
like
for a deal
like Brissett. Yeah, like for $8 million guaranteed or something.
I would think, and by the way, I think he deserves it.
Well, wasn't
I'm
the
owner, I'm not giving
wasn't
Carson
what you were
million.
Pushing EB that he was going to go to Carolina because of Frank Reich?
Well, I thought that would be a no-brainer.
They snapped up Andy Dalton with the quickness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit surprised. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, you know, whatever. He's not here. Who cares?
Moving on.
I think Brissett plays more games than Sam Howell.
I mean, it's just pure projection.
But that would mean bad things for the Commanders, but I don't have faith. Like, I like almost everything else that they've done in the offseason. They're addressing needs. I don't know if those guys will work out, the offensive linemen, the linebacker, the corners, whatever, but they're addressing needs. They really haven't addressed quarterback.
The MGM National Harbor listener lines are wide open at 800-636-1067. Who starts more games in 2023, Jacoby Brissett or Sam Howell? If you want to weigh in on that, we'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, don't forget Wes Unseld Jr. will join us as the Wiz try to position themselves for a playoff spot. Not a lot of games left, so Wes Unseld Jr., he will join us at 7:25.
Early voting, 79% believe Sam Howell will start more games than Jacoby Brissett. You would hope, because if he doesn't, it's going to be a lost season.
You basically think Sam Howell is just going to be another in a long line of sort of journeyman bums they play at quarterback. I actually think Sam Howell has a chance to be a longtime starter in the league.
I agree with that. Yeah. He has a chance. Yeah. But I think the likelihood is a young quarterback with little experience is going to struggle. And I have my doubts based on where he was drafted. It's just a bias. And based on the percentages, that there must be something wrong with Sam Howell, that at one point he was considered potentially a first round pick, a top pick, right? That he slides all the way to the fifth round, that teams just were bypassing him for 4 rounds.
I know, but so, you could say the same thing about freaking Kurt Warner when undrafted, Tom Brady, Matt Hasselbeck,
of course,
Mark Brunell,
of course.
I mean, there's so many guys.
Well, you're not saying
Russell Wilson, Trent Green.
I know, but what you're saying is he could be. It's not like you believe he's going to be, so he also could be a dud.
Right.
And I think the odds are leaning towards dud based on draft position.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards I think he's going to surprise you. So I'm definitely 51-49.
You believe he's going to be the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders in 4 years?
I don't know 4 years, but I think he's got a good chance to be quarterback in 2 years. I do. I think he's got a chance to survive the regime. And I think he's got a good. I just think he's got a good chance to be a capable starter.
I think a lot of guys, even the ones who are successful, like Trevor Lawrence, who now is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, they struggle when they first start out.
I'm not saying he's not going to struggle. Of course, he's going to struggle.
Right.
But I think they'll. I think he has enough.
Well,
rope.
I think if he struggles with Jacoby Brissett as your backup, and a coach who's in year four, and he's never had a winning season in Washington, and he has a new offensive coordinator who doesn't necessarily have some sort of affinity or loyalty to Sam Howell, they're going to say, let's go to Jacoby Brissett, because they don't want to endure struggles this season.
Why? Jacoby Brissett struggles. Jacoby Brissett is a lifetime dud, essentially, as a quarterback.
He might.
He's a lifetime backup.
He might, but he's a veteran who seems to be solid.
He can get you to the huddle. He can complete some passes and lose the game.
But if Howell's 2-4 after 6 weeks.
Which I think is very possible.
Correct. They may, Ron and Bieniemy might just say, all right, let's just go.
I think it's going to be beyond record. They're going to look at his performance.
Well, of course.
They could be 4-2.
If he's playing out of his mind and they're losing because the defense sucks, I get it. But
he could just be playing average.
If he's 2-4, chances are he's probably not playing that great.
It's possible he becomes the best quarterback in the NFL. It's possible.
No one's predicting.
Well, you're
that.
Just throwing out possibilities.
No, I think he's going to be a. For some reason, I think he's a starting caliber quarterback.
So you believe he starts 17 games, barring a health?
No.
Barring
no,
an injury.
Because people get hurt.
No, I know you don't.
Yeah.
But there are also guys that play all the games. All right, give me his stats for this year.
I don't know. I don't depends. I don't know. Could get hurt.
You don't know how many games.
I mean, you're just covering. You're covering every possibility. No, I'll give you that. You know, everything is possible.
Hold on. It's very, very, very difficult to play all 17
right.
games.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to play all 17 games. I'm just he could
but
his hip on the first play.
I know. You don't know these things.
I just think he actually can do the job.
You're trying to get him like pigeonholed to say that he's going
to
start all 17 games.
And touchdowns and 4,000 yards. I'm not saying
that. It's hard to do that.
I think he's going to prove capable and up to the task.
He might. I mean, he showed a lot of good flashes in the one game.
I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler. You know,
nobody's saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler. There's not one person on the planet that thinks Sam Howell
he just said
in
the
one
best
season.
Quarterback in history. I didn't say that. I just said I think he can do the job.
All possibilities are on the table. It's an unknown.
What I know
my
about
point
Jacoby
is, with
Brissette
this unknown,
is, he's pretty much not a starter that you can rely on to win games.
Right.
So why go to that?
It's an unknown, but my point is, and it's just the way it is, if I have an unknown that is Bryce Young and he's drafted one or two, I'd bet on him eventually working out. Just the odds. Mm-hmm. Could he bust? Of course. They bust all the time at the top of the draft. But the guys who are picked in the fifth round at quarterback, or if you want to call them a fourth rounder, they generally don't pan out into stud starters.
Right. I think they got somebody. I think
Brissette was what, a third round pick?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's like 98
or
something.
The problem is, and we've already established this, is that Hal really has to play kind of beyond the expectations for a coach that's probably in his last year.
Right.
Because you're going to have a new owner.
Mm-hmm.
And a new owner might just clean everybody out, not be enemy, but clean everybody out and say, all right, next guy in, you don't want to inherit Sam Howell?
Right.
Go get your quarterback.
But unless Sam Howell is awful, I don't see how Ron can look at Jacoby Brissett and say, that's going to be the guy that's going to save my job. The guy with the upside is Howell of the two.
I would agree.
That's true. But I think his best case upside for this season is like the 20th best quarterback in the league.
Sure. I'm not
arguing that. If he does that, then I think that gives the Commanders a chance if their defense plays the way they're supposed to play.
I liked Kenny Pickett. I saw him play in person. But I'm just looking at his numbers. Last year, Kenny Pickett, who was drafted in the first round, 20th overall, gave you 7 touchdowns and 9 picks. I just kind of expect Sam Howell to give you a performance something like that.
I think
it may
be better than
it may be. It may be more games. Maybe it'll be less games. I just think
with
most rookies struggle.
The difference between Pickett and Howell is Pickett, since he was drafted in the first round, he's got a 3 or 4 year leash. Probably more of like a 3 year.
Right. He has time to develop. Yeah. He has.
Whereas Howell is drafted in the fifth round, not a first round. If he's a first rounder, he's got a 3 or 4 year leash.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that.
No.
So he's got to play beyond what he's expected to do to keep that job.
Except
probably
that
so.
He has nobody really behind him of note. I know you were hyping up Brissett.
Mm-hmm.
Brissett's
hyping him up.
In my opinion, Sam Howell has a 1 month window at the start of the season. If he's the starter week one, he's got 4 games to prove himself. If he plays well and they're winning games and he's developing, he continues to start. If he stinks after a month, it's Jacoby Brissett time.
Is he going to stink on ice?
What if he plays?
He has potential.
What if he just plays like he did against Dallas every week?
If he plays like
wasn't great.
They just limit his passing and they run the ball to death. I don't think that's Bieniemy's MO, but
well, no, not necessarily that, but just kind of that kind of performance, a touchdown, an interception. Maybe.
So he just has a 1-to-1 touchdown to pick ratio throughout the season.
Not for the season, but kind of like that for the first 4 weeks.
What's the record after the first 4 weeks?
I don't know. I think their record's going to be. I think it's going to be difficult.
If they're 1-3 after 4 weeks, and Sam Howell's kind of meh, he's going to get yanked, and they're going to see what they have in Jacoby.
How many games did Haskins get during Rivera's first season?
I want to say five.
There's
but
a
I could
big
be wrong
difference.
On that.
Haskins was like the last guy in the building. They had to tell him about work ethic, like. Howell has all the traits of a starter. Howell did it for 3 years in college. Haskins basically had 1 year in college.
Yeah, but he had better pedigree.
Totally different. I don't know better pedigree. Played at Ohio State.
First round pick.
That's what you mean. He played at Bullis.
First round pick.
Get higher draft capital.
Bigger guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had more longer leash than Howell would have. He played six. He was 1-5 in that first year.
Yeah, but I mean, there were so many question marks about Haskins.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I think there are fewer question marks about Howell than there were about Haskins, and Haskins was a first-round pick.
Hey, like I said, I think what you said was a very general. He could be. Yeah, of course he could be.
I'm banking. Could be.
I think the Sam Howell play is a crossing their fingers play that they hope he can have a Brock Purdy-like year.
I agree.
They build up the offensive line. They like their weapons. All of those things.
Yes.
But they are crossing their fingers.
Of course, until you prove it.
On Sam
it's
Howell.
It's a long shot.
It's not somebody they drafted in the first round. It's not somebody they truly believe in. They didn't talk about Sam Howell the whole season.
Because
he was
it
a
wasn't
scout
his,
team. He
right,
he wasn't even going to start.
$28 million they, on Wentz. He wasn't they, even in the
I think,
conversation.
I think it was John Kime. Maybe it was somebody else this week who said, I think Ron Rivera heard his little speech after the last game. Was like, you know what? Maybe we'll give this guy a shot.
Right, because Ron doesn't know what
he
to
do. He wasn't
even
looking
Ron
at that guy.
He's run out of options. This is his last option.
Even when Sam Howell was the backup to Heineke when Wentz was hurt, you heard nothing about Sam Howell. There was no – usually you hear whispers, right? You would hear rumors like, man, this guy is looking really good. We're just waiting to give him a chance. You heard nothing about Sam Howell all season long.
You can't have whispers when he's throwing to scout team guys and he's a complete afterthought.
Mm. Like to me, it's pretty obvious. They drafted him as a potential somebody to groom him. That last year wasn't about Sam Howell at all. It was about $28 million they gave to Carson Wentz. And Howell was a total afterthought. And then they stumbled on him. Like, wow. Maybe this kid can actually play a little bit.
And the first two guys are gone.
Yeah. So that, to me, I mean,
and that's what we got left.
I mean, maybe he can. That doesn't mean he sucks.
He threw some nice
it
deep balls.
Mean he sucks. You're right.
He ran the ball. He seems to have some swagger. He definitely has a great arm.
He's got experience.
Eric, he's going to be good. But I'm bringing up the Kenny Pickett thing because he's not going to be a rookie. He's going to be a second-year player. But young quarterbacks who first start in the league, they struggle.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's not going to struggle. Well, I agree he's going to struggle. But I think he's got a little more rope than you
but
think. I think he's going to show flashes. So it's going to be
does
struggles.
He
ha-
no, no, but the question
flashes.
Is, does he
struggle
have rope?
Flashes.
Okay, he might have more rope this year, but does he have rope for the following season? I don't think
following
so.
Following season.
I
don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
If he struggles this season, there is no following season.
That's my whole point. I've been saying it for 20 minutes. He's got to play beyond what you think he's going to do to keep that job for 24.
What were you going to say, Drav?
Well, I'm just going to say, comparing Haskins to Howell isn't fair because there was no eyeballs on Howell. Nobody was talking about him. It's like he's like Max Duggan, right? Of course, there's questions about first round draft picks because of the capital you're putting into him, like Anthony Richardson. No one's talking
Howell
about
Howell was kind of a high profile player in college.
Until dude, they went 6-7. He fell off the planet. Nobody going to the draft thought he was going to be a first round draft pick. They thought he was going to fall to the third round. He fell to the fifth.
Yeah.
Right. Not disputing any of that.
Okay.
He was a high profile player
Dwayne
in
Haskins,
college.
Much higher prospect. And then Sam Howell.
Yes, greater
going
pedigree.
Going into the draft, greater pedigree.
He played 1 year, and a lot of people thought he was overdrafted.
He had a far greater pedigree. He just did.
Anthony Richardson's a better prospect than Max Duggan. Not saying it's going to turn out that way. He just is.
Correct.
It just is.
It just is.
There it is.
Okay.
It has legs, Kicks.
It definitely does. It lives
I'm Team
Hal.
I think he can do the job. I wasn't
you went from Team Wentz to Team Hal.
Yep.
Boom, boom.
Yep. Well, Wentz is gone.
All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Wes Unseld, junior head coach of the Wizards. He joins us at 7:25. Next, we'll get into Aaron Rodgers' media blitz from yesterday, making his intentions for the 2023 season known. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.